7.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but we can still take your calls, and they can still be about anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Of course, you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content, and you can submit things to the site. They then appear, and they can be voted upon. Vote them up or down, depending on whether you like or dislike. And the ones that you like the most, hopefully, will be at the top of the site. So go to freetalklive.com. That'll tell us what you think is interesting, so we'll know what we might want to talk about on the airwaves. So once again, go to freetalklive.com, see what our listeners think is interesting, and submit your own show prep to the site. Also download archives and so much more, all free at freetalklive.com. Porkfest X, that's where we are, the White Mountains of New Hampshire. They aren't white at the moment. They're covered in green. Although it is getting a little chilly at night, it's always good to bring a hoodie or something like that if you're going to be hoodie and some long pants. If you're going to be at the Porcupine,
anything can happen in June in New Hampshire.
Well, we're also in northern New Hampshire, so things are a little cooler here than they would be if we were, say, in our hometown of Keene. But not everyone here is from Keene. People from all across New Hampshire have come here. People from all across the world have come here. There's a gentleman sitting in here who is from Canada, originally from Russia. There's a couple of Yuris, two different Yuris from Russia are here at the campsite. It's going to be over 1,000 people as the week comes to a close, and we're only halfway through, or just under halfway through at this point. So of the many special guests that we could have on the program, some we've had before, others we've never had in the past, and this is one we have had before. Kelly Halderson is with us from the Unschool Bus. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, great. It's great to have you back on Free Talk Live. Now, there's, I guess, two things we need to cover first for brand new listeners. What is unschooling, and then what is the Unschool Bus?
Okay, well, unschooling is a type of homeschooling where it's sort of child-led. Some people like to describe it as that, but there isn't it's not an authoritarian system. As I extend it into the rest of my parenting, it's not just educational philosophy. So my kids are free to choose what they want to do when they get up in the morning, when they want to go to bed, what they're interested in learning about, all that sort of thing. I just treat them as I would another friend or partner or somebody I cared about in my life.
No, I mean, at some point, the child can't change its own diaper, right?
Right.
So,
yes,
like, at what point do you begin to the process of kind of letting go and you know, losing the control that you might have had?
Well, I think that, well, for us, I started unschooling. They started in school, so so I didn't have the diaper issue, and I also didn't have the reading issue. But as far as, you know, what it looks like in other families that do start at birth, is it's just a very natural process. You know, people and children will give up things or want to do things more independently on their own, and you just allow that to happen.
I think it's great. I mean, I don't have kids. Mark does. He's got a 5-year-old son, and I don't know how much of this you've implemented at your household, Mark. But
well, I guess what we do, I consider what we do unschooling. But I think that I want to describe it differently. People will use the term child-directed learning. Kelly just used it here. We don't participate in child-directed learning. We participate in consensus learning.
And what's that mean?
Like, I feel and understand what is Jack's interested in. I provide a lot of information on that. I understand that people learn what they're interested in learning, and they don't learn the things they're not interested in learning.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some level of guidance.
Couldn't force me to read a book in school. I was not interested in it. I had to do book reports, but I just BS'd them.
I did it a lot. I really did it a lot myself. I will say that I was forced into learning times tables and addition tables in early grades, and that has stuck with me. So, you know, maybe they got me to enjoy it, or maybe it just stuck. I don't know.
Or maybe it would have picked it up another way.
Who knows? Yeah. But there's no way to say. Okay. A lot of people are concerned about reading when it comes to children, and my son has picked up reading very, very early.
So, Kelly, you said you didn't start like this with your kids. So at what point, how many kids do you have? At what point, you know, at what age did you come across these ideas and implement them?
Okay. Well, my kids are 18, 16, and 15, and they actually went to private school to begin with. They went to first a Montessori-type school, right, and then they went to a Christian school for a short amount of time also. So my oldest, who's 18, his last year in school, he was in fifth grade, and my youngest was in second. So my youngest daughter, my daughter hasn't been past second grade in school. And what happened is I grew up in New Hampshire here in the Seacoast, which is a very liberal area, progressive liberal, and that was my philosophy. And then I moved out to Los Angeles, and I sort of saw some things happen with the Northridge earthquake, and I watched FEMA just mess everything up and all kinds of waste and all this, and I transitioned into a libertarian philosophy. And then I didn't really extend that to my kids. I was more sort of, which I think a lot of, there's, you know, the socialist anarchists kind of people that think that you have to have a very authoritarian rule in order to train everybody, and then you can just dissolve all the rules.
Right. You know, once we have a whole bunch of rules, we will no longer need rulers.
Yes, they'll just become principals instantly. So I kind of had that philosophy about parenting, so I was kind of strict when they were little. And we had a lot of stress over food and bedtimes and doing schoolwork and all sorts of things that just really was deteriorating my relationship with my kids. And I had always thought about homeschooling, and it just, for some reason, I just said, you know, I'm gonna have them home. That's what I just have to do this. And, you know, I asked my husband, he's like, all right, I'll look at it. And then that first year, I was still pretty strict as far as doing things, but it really faded out because I'm not an authoritarian person. I don't want to tell people what to do.
And so you started maybe with a more curriculum-based homeschooling and then shifted pretty
quickly.
Yes, I
bought all the curriculum the first year, and I think we looked at just barely. You know, I made reward systems. Like they could go and, oh, if you read, you know, for 2 hours, you can play the video game for 15 minutes or something. And I did a lot of that first year. But it kind of naturally fell away because it didn't feel natural.
And at one point, one thing that I've noticed sort of studying into this is that responsibility is something that comes from the inside. You simply cannot teach responsibility. You can show responsibility.
Yeah, you can demonstrate it. Yeah.
You can't teach it. So when you tell a child, this is the time we go to bed, this is what we eat here, and like all the, there's no consequences for, they never get to experience the consequences for negative action. How can responsibility be trained? I'm not saying that we should let kids play ball in the middle of busy streets or anything like that so that they can feel the consequences of those actions.
Or drink bleach or something like that.
But I think that there's a parenting style out there, and it's not one that I wouldn't find myself drawn to at some point, but there's a parenting style out there that says basically they all have to do the right things all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let the child make mistakes in some capacity or another, they don't even understand what consequences are. They're never going to be responsible.
Or the consequences are so detached from whatever the thing is. You know, oh, you don't go to bed, you don't get a lollipop for lunch the next day or something. And I think that, I do think that responsibility can be trained, because, I think that a lot of things can be trained. I just don't think it's right to do that. And that's why I don't. You know, I mean, because there are a lot of times I'll have people ask me about the different aspects of unschooling, and they'll say, well, how are you going to get your kid to, you know, do X, you know, if you don't restrict them from playing all the video games? How are you going to get them to stop playing them? And I really feel very strongly that you can, you know, some restrictions do work. I don't necessarily think they're right, though. And I don't want to have the relationship deteriorate, because I think that's what's most important. And I think that those other things, while they may work, they also lead to lying or deceit or other negative things.
Well, so what, Mike? Let me try to explain what I mean. I think restrictions work too, but when a parent doles out restrictions, that parent essentially becomes the one who bears responsibility, and the responsibility is then taken away from the child. So therefore, all they're doing is, can I do this? Can I do that? They're constantly beseeching you for the ability to do this or that. They're never thinking for themselves, and they don't understand what ultimately responsibility is that, you know, you're responsible for the consequences of your actions.
Kelly, will you stick with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
More with Kelly Halderson from The Unschool Bus. You can find him on Facebook and also at unschoolbus.com. We'll talk more about the bus side of it.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We are here. here at Porkfest X. It's the 10th edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can visit porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about what the event is. It's essentially a showcase for the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, specifically put on by the Free State Project, which is has a goal of moving 20,000 liberty-loving people all here to the state of New Hampshire in order to be as free as we can be and also help others to achieve more freedom through whatever processes we might decide are important individually, whatever we individually think is the things that we need to work on. So some people want to focus on politics. Others want to focus on building alternative institutions. Others want to focus on creating media, for instance, or maybe doing street theater, civil disobedience. There's so much going on. And of course, education is one of those aspects. You know, what are some of the more freedom-oriented ways to raise children and educate them, or in this case, allow them to educate themselves, which is unschooling. And that's what we're discussing with Kelly Halderson from the Unschool Bus. We'll continue that in moments.
Since I've been out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I've fallen behind on my webcomic reading. QuantumVibe.com is one of the webcomics I read. It's a science fiction webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. She travels among the various statist planets of the solar system, increasingly statist planets of the solar system, with her mad scientist teacher and deals with all kinds of hazards of space and human treachery. Check it out at quantumvibe.com. It's quantumvibe.com. And now the first 400 strips have been collected into one volume. It's called Quantum Vibe Volume 1. Nicole. It's available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. So if you haven't read Quantum Vibe, please go to QuantumVibe.com. Check out the webcomic. You might really, really love it. Start from the beginning. That's what I did.
855-450-FREE is toll free. You can bring up whatever you'd like. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We will still talk to you about anything here, even though we're out in the middle of the woods in beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. Kelly Halderson is with us. She is one of the two parents behind the Unschool Bus. You can go to unschoolbus.com. Also find them on Facebook. You've been talking about what unschooling is. In a nutshell, as I understand it, it's basically allowing your children to decide what to learn and at what pace and, you know, and how deep to learn each subject, and it seems like it works really well. Oh, sorry, Kelly, go ahead now.
Oh, no problem. Obviously, I think it's great, and that's why we do it.
And you've been doing it for over a decade now, correct?
About a decade.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do. I think it's wonderful, and I really kind of look at it as it's just allowing my kids to be people, you know, that I'm not going to interfere too much. I'm going to try not to interfere too much with their lives, you know, and their ideas and their dreams and all that things. I want to support them.
Encourage them, maybe?
Encourage them sometimes, but I'd just rather be supportive. Mm-hmm. I'd just rather be there for them if they need it. Because sometimes I find that even myself, if I get really excited about something, I might encourage them a little bit too much, and then encouraging really kind of pushes into pressure.
I see what you're saying.
You know, it kind of falls into that way. So I try to keep it back and be supportive and make sure that they have things that they need if they want to learn about something, places they want to go, people they want to
meet. So you can kind of facilitate some of that.
Facilitates an okay word.
Because obviously at age 7 or something like that, your child may not have the money that it would take to go to the science museum,
right,
or
they
something
They also are
like
not going to know how to find out how to get there, yeah, or, you know, so I'll go, oh, they're interested in this, let me go, oh, I can take them to this museum, or I can, you know, take them to the library, or, oh, I can get this kind of group going. And so it's a lot of footwork and running around and that sort of stuff.
So a lot of people, I mean, you get a lot of, you're one of the forefront people in the unschooling arena. I mean, people ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the big questions has to be, well, I mean, if you're raising kids that don't go to school, aren't they dumber than a bag of hammers?
Actually, I don't get that so often,
okay,
honestly.
Well, trust me, they're thinking it.
Yeah, all right. I
so
believe.
What you know, how do your kids learn? Like, the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Well, like I said, my kids were, you know, started, so I can't personally address the reading issue, but I've seen plenty of kids at this point that do unschool, and either, you know, some of them start to learn to read very early, while others, you know, don't until they're 11 or 12 even.
And I think that this is really an important aspect of this, mm-hmm, is that if you take round pegs, different shaped pegs, and shove them into square holes all day, at some point or another, you're going to get reactions. And there's a lot of reactions that go on in public school and even private schools that, you know, people are just, you know, these are bad kids, or these kids have learning disabilities, or whatever. And I'm not 100% sure. I'm, in fact, totally unconvinced that kids should be learning to read all at the same time. In the same way that I'm probably not qualified to work on your car.
Exactly.
You know, like, different people have different skill sets, innately and learned. And you know, maybe you should be reading when you are ready to read and when you're interested in reading.
So tell me about the bus. I mean, how's the bus factor in? Why did you decide to get one, and what are you doing with it?
Okay. Well, the bus is kind of an interesting thing, because what it was is my husband and I were interested in traveling, and we talked to the kids, because the kids, I find that, as I think this is a homeschooling issue, not necessarily an unschooling issue, but when kids get to be teenagers or starting to be in that preteen age, they really need more. And it's really hard to get out, and you know, you may have these wonderful homeschooling groups, and they may have these great friends that worked all through, you know, their early years, but then there are less and less teenagers, because oftentimes they go off into high school.
Mm. A lot of homeschoolers
end up going to high school.
Why is that?
I think because they're starving for more friends.
I
think that, you know, one or two might go, or in some situations it's parents that really want their kids to go to high school because they want them to have the diploma, they want them to have the experience and all that
right.
sort of stuff. So all those things.
I had that experience.
Yeah.
Great.
And
tell you.
But for some, they think they can relive it, you know, and have it be a more positive thing for their kids or something. But I think that a lot of those things factor in to deplete the pool of homeschool teens.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is, you have this depleted pool, and then those kids don't necessarily get along anymore because they start having diverging interests. And life just isn't as exciting for the kids. So I felt like, my husband felt like, and the kids, we all sat down and discussed that they needed something else. And they wanted to make sure, we wanted to make sure they had something else. So we decided on traveling. That would be their adventure, that interest, that excitement.
And how many, how long ago was this?
This was just about 3 years ago. We got the bus 3 years ago in August. So we'll be that we got the bus.
And where have you been going? All the way to the West Coast? I mean,
we
to other countries
to
or what?
West Coast. Ah, but we have gone all the way out to Las Vegas. We've done 35 states. So we've spent a lot of time in
wow.
Florida. We spent some time in Texas. We spent some
these
time
are good places to be during the winter.
Yeah. All and my husband is not. He's also from New Hampshire. We're both from New Hampshire, but he kind of doesn't like the cold so much. So this kind of solves the problem of, you know, being here during the cold
season. What are some of the reactions? I mean, are you going to, where are you taking the bus? And
we've gone all kinds of places. We've gone to, we do events. Sometimes mm-hmm. a lot of times we do events. We've gone to Bonnaroo. We come here.
Mm.
One of the, I thought, the funniest things that we've done is we went to the Iowa straw poll, the Republican Iowa straw poll, and the kids volunteered and everything. It was the most bizarre thing I have ever seen. It's like this big fair with all these, you know, Republicans and Michelle Bachmann had a big tent with
some
country
horrifying.
And
Republicans
like,
take it down, corn dogs.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Hey, I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Kelly Halderson from the Unschool Bus. You can go to learn more about their family and what they're doing at unschoolbus.com. Find them on Facebook as well. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Life in Fort Best.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
You've seen them on
on doomsday preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Even though we are in the middle of the woods, we can still take your calls, thanks to the magic of modern, or somewhat modern, technology. We're actually connecting over a phone line, because the internet connection, while it's better now, I think it's a lot better this year than it was last year, it's still not really entirely reliable.
It is an internet connection being shared by hundreds of people.
I don't know if we've eclipsed 1,000 yet. It's a good question.
They've got more than 1,300 registrations, and they've had quite a few walk-ins.
More than 13? I'd heard only 11. Okay, I didn't realize
they
gone up
are
so much.
Expecting, at this point, projecting somewhere around 1,600 conservatively.
Fantastic. So we're talking about Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and learn more about this fantastic event. We're going to talk more about it here in moments. Also, we'll, of course, take your calls about what you want as well.
There are lots of Bitcoin purchases being had here at the Porcupine Freedom
more
Festival.
More than previous, the last year, from what I understand from the guys running the Pavilion food stand, they had twice as many Bitcoins come in this year than they did last year.
Well,
Bitcoin transactions.
You know, I've done a lot of buying and selling and of different alternative currencies here, and regular currencies too, and it's getting easier and easier to use Bitcoins. I've bought coffee with Bitcoins, ice cream with Bitcoins, a variety of different things, like some food, different kinds of food. You know, that's basically what we're buying here, and There's a lot of Bitcoin commerce going on here, and I think that it's an indication of what it's going to be like in the future. More people buying with different types of currencies.
I know that John Bush from Rise Up Radio has said that it's his and his wife's goal to spend no Federal Reserve notes at Porkfest throughout this entire week. And they're going to either use Bitcoin or silver, but they're going to only use alternative currencies to do business. And from what I understand, they've been able to pull that off so far. But what about Bitcoins?
If you've got some Bitcoins, go to BitcoinStore.com. They've got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Many of them are consumer electronics at prices that are so low, you will be very, very surprised. It's BitcoinStore.com.
Lots going on at Porkfest, as always. Just a few excerpts from the schedule of what happened today, what you missed, and then we'll give you some highlights of what's still to come, because it's not too late for you to get up here. We're only about halfway through this event. It goes all the way through Sunday, about around noon or 1 o'clock is when it wraps up. So there's still so much more to do. But earlier today, or this afternoon, there was the discussion we talked about earlier with the eroding the police state with the guys from copblock.org and CopWatch, as well as Peaceful Streets Project. A presentation from Amanda Billyrock about cab drivers saying the darndest things, the market in action. Her experiences, I guess, working in Singapore and, I guess, interacting with various different people.
When is Buzz's big gay dance party?
That's on Friday. So looking forward to that. Cleaned by Capitalism was a presentation. The Psychology of Authority. This sounds like something I would have been into. Professor Michael Humer talking about...
A chance to talk to him about that here shortly.
The evidence from psychology and history teaches two main lessons about authority, that human beings have a variety of strong pro-authority biases, and that socially recognized authority is an extremely dangerous phenomenon. So apparently, Mark, you've rounded him up to talk to us here in a little bit on Free Talk Live. Yeah, that's definitely right up my alley, because there have been a lot of interesting studies over the years that have shown the humans, or at least in this society, humans' predilection towards being obedient to authority is a pretty disturbing thing. Now, somebody is with us here on our third microphone who is not obedient to authority. He is one of Robin Hood of Keene, one of the merry men who is on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire on a daily basis, has made international headlines with organizations like Good Morning America and was it The Telegraph? We've been all over the place, this Robin Hood thing. I'm involved in the Robin Hood lawsuit, but honestly, I'm not on the streets that often. Garrett, you, on the other hand, have logged countless hours. I don't know how many you've been doing, but it seems like dozens every single week that you've been out on the street. How often do you get out there?
I'm usually out between 3 to 5 days a week filling meters in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and I've shot, I would estimate, over hundreds of hours worth of video.
So the parking enforcers, or at least their bosses, claim that you are harassing the parking enforcers. What do you think they mean, and are they lying?
It's hard to tell what they mean by harassment. In one of the parking enforcers' affidavits, they say that I abide by their requests when they ask for more personal space. However, they still state that I'm among six other people or five other people that they claim harass them. It's never defined by the city.
So
they claim following and
video
recording.
When they ask for more space, you give them more space, but you're harassing them still. They also say that you call names. Have you called names? What kind of names do you call them?
Well, I haven't called any of the parking forces any names that I'm aware of that I remember.
Except
they called you a name. They've called you Thing. Was it Thing One or Thing Two?
I think I was Thing Two.
Thing Two.
I mean, you do have, your hair somewhat resembles the critters from Dr. Seuss, except it's not blue. But I mean, I think
he has a fro, by the way.
Yeah,
you can't see at home.
It's dehumanizing to refer to someone as Thing, but. I mean, where do you think they get the claim that that Robin Hooders are calling names? Where do you think they get that from?
I believe that that the image which some of the parking forces may portray to others of what's going on isn't the actual picture of what's going on. I mean, there's so much video out there that has zero views on it that's been shot during Robin Hooding, and it's totally innocuous and shows just either casual conversation.
Right, hundreds of hours, right? You're out doing this, and
right.
You have dozens of hours, dozens and dozens of hours of video.
Right. I'm filming, I would estimate, about half the amount of time I'm out there. So wherever they're getting these claims from, I just put in a discovery request, so hopefully within 10 days the attorney is supposed to respond to that and actually provide the evidence that they're claiming they have.
Yeah. Right. I mean, hopefully that evidence is something besides an affidavit from people that are making the claims. I mean, there's all this video out there. You'd think that if you were going to call one of these people some terrible name, that it'd be out there. You'd think.
Certainly. And there's so many different parties.
By the way, you would be a fool to do so, because it's not like we don't know in Keene, New Hampshire, that the you know, those that call themselves the city of Keene have it out for Free Staters and Free Keeners. So if you were to...
By the way, Garrett is from New Hampshire. He did not move here as part of the Free State Project.
Okay.
So he's not a Free State Project.
Do you think that they identify him that way?
They're not. Sure. I don't think they're very good at discerning.
I concur.
Those different.
They put it on my rap sheet as a gang affiliation when I was arrested in Manchester.
God. So I think it would be, it's just interesting to see them kind of squirm around. Didn't you have one incident where a parking enforcer kind of jumped between you and putting a coin into a meter, and like you ended up touching them as a result?
Well, I never have made contact with them, uninitiated contact with them. They have done that sort of tactic to me, and I've always been conscious to take a step back when they do. But yes, there was one of the people who's actually not named in the suit, who one of the enforcers bumped into his arm with her back, and she called the police at that point. I think this was after the lawsuit was filed. And nothing happened. Police showed up and said, well, you weren't intending to bother anyone, right? And he's like, no, it was totally accidental. But it did seem kind of ridiculous that it was clearly something where there was no ill intent, but the parking enforcers wanted to exploit it.
Right. They tackle you and then say, he pushed me down. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Now, the city, the people calling themselves the city of Keene have brought suit against you and five others, including me. They're asking to create a 50-foot safety zone, which is basically an anti-freedom zone, around these parking enforcement officers to prevent us from getting near them and rescuing meters or recording video or asking them questions. And we know that from my experience in the trespass case, where I was banned from the courthouse for forever for so-called persistent harassment, again, the claim of harassment, that the reason I was banned was because I was recording video, like you are with the Robin Hooding, and because I was asking questions like you may have done. I know I've certainly done it with the parking enforcement officers, asking them, you know, sort of tough questions about their job and making observations about perhaps the immorality of what they do for a living, which is, of course, intimidate people and threaten them with that's what a ticket is. It's a threat. If you don't do what the ticket says, they're going to take your car from you, and maybe even worse. So we saw my ban from the courthouse get thrown out as unconstitutional, and that was essentially the same claim, that we were persistently harassing these government employees. So hopefully that will bode well for our case. And would you like to stay for another segment, Garrett?
Sure, why not?
All right, hang out here for a moment. We're going to come back with more about the Robin Hooding situation, which continues to develop in Keene, New Hampshire. There's going to be a hearing, actually, right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival on Monday about some of the crazy bailiff behavior in this particular court, which is tangentially related to the case. More coming up. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Moskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Moskop's Migralex gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralex works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralex Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralexRelief.com. MigralexRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can enjoy various features like our bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And if you like the fact that our website is free, you can become a supporter of the show by AMPing. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it means that you send in $5 a month. We invest that into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 115. Actually, we just crossed into the 120 range. So we'll announce our newest station coming up here in a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And so, again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out, help us get on more stations, help spread the ideas of liberty for $5 a month. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only Call-In Lines, the Amp Only Podcast Forum, and more. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure appreciate it.
Housing sales are really beginning to pick up, and spring is the busiest time of the year for housing sales. So this spring is likely to be a lot of people buying homes. If you are one of those people, you should go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com in order to get your loan. Roger Schlesinger, his team of experts, they will make sure you get the right loan for you. And if you've been taking a look around, you should make sure you get a quote from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Their number is 866-288-0088. The website is MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Again, it's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
We've got Garrett Ian with us. He is one of Robin Hood's merry men on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire on a daily basis. Here, say that again, Garrett. I'm sorry.
Hey.
So out on the Keene streets daily, rescuing people, thousands of people from parking tickets. I don't know if you yourself have saved over 1,000, but there's a good chance you have because you're one of the more full-time activists in this particular area, and we know for a fact that over 5,000, maybe even 6,000 motor vehicles have been saved from receiving a parking ticket, largely in part to thanks due to your efforts and the efforts of several other individuals who have been out out there literally rescuing people from the clutches of the state. And of course, the city of Keene doesn't like that. They brought a lawsuit against us. As a result of that, we've gotten international press headlines. You yourself have been involved as an interviewee in many of these television packages. Good Morning America, I believe, interviewed you, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Which, you know, Good Morning America is worth $3 million a minute. So the as far as ad prices are concerned, so the amount of publicity that Keene, that FreeKeene.com has received, that the Free State Project by proxy has received out of this has been fantastic. And that's one of the reasons why we brought the City of Keene employees some flowers to say thank you for all of the great publicity that they have helped us garner. But throughout all of this, you've continued, even though the threat is looming of a potential court decision, you continue to rescue people from the parking tickets.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been so many times in the past that activists have been doing nothing wrong, myself included, and we'll get some sorts of threats and orders from police and authorities to stop what we're doing. And in this instance, the threat is that we can't be within a certain amount of feet. It's unclear what they do if we were in that certain amount of feet of the parking enforcers, but I see no threat at the moment for why, if I'm interacting with public officials, that would be at all an issue. My constitutional rights haven't been stripped yet because of this case.
You are one of the most recognizable activists, I would say, in the scene right now due to your hair, which is an amazing afro. It is fantastic. You obviously put a lot of time into this and a lot of care.
It's the size of a beach ball.
Unfortunately, it doesn't require that much care, just
really?
The picking.
Just the picking. Well, I guess that's care, right? Like you're doing things with it to make it the way it is. And you were even they even kind of joked about you on, was it the Jimmy Fallon show, where one of their musicians, I guess in the band on this kind of Tonight Show like show, this late night show, it has an afro that is diminished by yours. It is dwarfed.
It was quite an honor to get that response from Questlove.
Yeah, he seemed like a pretty cool guy. So did you ever pitch them on coming on the show? Did you ever reach out to the producers?
I never did. I figured, it was just something I never got around to. It was really hard for me to even keep up with all the different press coverage.
There was a lot of media going on. Have you been recognized here? Because I know a lot of people will see me and they'll say, hey, I've seen you on the YouTube videos. I mean, they must be saying the same thing to you, right?
Oh, yes. I noticed last year before Robin Hooding had gone on, a few people had recognized some of the things I'd put out at freeconquer.org, but pales in comparison to the recognition of Robin Hood of Keene.
No doubt about it. So, I mean, looking back at Robin Hooding, do you agree with me this is like the best activism that we've had up here in New Hampshire as far as like Free State Project / Liberty activism?
There's been an incredible amount of work that's gone into it, but as we see, as more eyes are getting on this case, it's definitely taken off in a way that no other activism has. I believe it's almost being looked at from a very cultural perspective of whether or not there's approval of this, and it seems that most of the coverage demonstrates the public approval of this action.
Now, the people in the city will make the claim that the public doesn't like this. In fact, the city manager, John McLean, or Prince John, as you've taken to calling him, that he has made statements to essentially claim that the public doesn't like these Robin Hooders, and neither do we at the city.
They love traffic fines. Good Lord, everybody loves to get parking tickets.
It's nothing new for the city to be claiming to represent the people when they don't. But if you look at the video evidence and the raw videos, and also James Cleveland has cut some together that show that people love this. They come up in the streets. They give us change. They give us hugs. They really appreciate it. The only flack I've seen is from either bureaucrats or close friends of bureaucrats.
What would you say the percentage is? I mean, you're on the streets for hours every single week doing this. What percentage of people have a positive response versus a clearly negative response towards
That's an
you?
Interesting question.
I'd say about 3-1 positive as far as people that openly have a response. There's also people that are observers.
How are you going to know otherwise? I mean, if they don't have an open response, you're not going to know.
I mean, if somebody looks and smiles and they see what we're doing and you can tell that people are talking about it and watching us, it's like, you know, I don't necessarily go and engage with everybody while I'm down there. But, there's the street theater aspect is something that everyone's able to observe this going on as we go up and down Main Street in Keene.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine too many people becoming livid at people going along saving people from parking fines. I mean, it's difficult to imagine that. That's the picture that the city of Keene would love us all to believe, that somehow the citizens of Keene are outraged that somebody is going along and, I guess, diminishing the revenues. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's a crazy story.
True.
It sure is. So Garrett Ian will continue to follow the case with Robin Hooding as we've got another basically a couple months here before it goes back into court. The judge in the case has given us an extra several couple weeks to file further papers on a possible motion to dismiss, and also you've just filed for discovery, so now the city is going to have to provide all the supposed evidence that they have against us for us to take a look at. They're spending a lot of time trying to put a stop to this, which really is an indicator of how effective this particular activism is, I think, that the city feels so threatened by some people going out and saving people from getting some parking tickets. In this case, thousands of parking tickets have been prevented, that they are lashing out in a way that is very desperate.
Well, the city had no idea what it was getting into when they decided to file suit against us. They couldn't have possibly predicted the media response would be so overwhelmingly positive for Robin Hood.
That much is true. It certainly did blow back in their face and in a way that, you know, they, once they kind of commit themselves, they don't want to pull out. Like, it's too late for them to just decide to call it and forget about the suit and back down. They're going to have to play this through and accept whatever the judge's recommendation is in this case. Now, the question is, of course, will the Robin Hooders accept what the judge ends up deciding? If the judge does end up deciding to put a 15-foot radius around, or 50, as the city wants, around the parking enforcers, what will happen then? Will Robin Hooding continue? Will it continue with the same characters like you or some of the other folks that are out there doing it currently? Or will there be other activists who step up? Because basically all they can do is they can say, well, you are banned and you are banned and everybody that you are controlling is banned. Everybody in your employ is banned. Everybody that is following you and your orders are banned. But if, Mark, you decided you wanted to come in independently of Garrett didn't say, Mark, you need to do this. You wanted to come in on your own and start saving people from meters, and you did that, then I don't think you would be banned in that case.
I don't know who follows orders from whom. I mean, I can't get my son to go to bed when I want him to. You know, who follows orders?
I was relayed a story about a woman that was downtown, nobody apparently knew, who was going around filling meters and saying, I'm not with the Robin Hooders, so I'm glad to see it's picking up either way, whether they join us or do it on their own independently.
Garrett, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I imagine you're going out to enjoy the rest of the evening.
Absolutely. Alongside Knight, he'll be playing at the Alt Expo tent in a few moments.
Very cool. Thanks for that. And more coming up here. We're going to have some more special guests from Porkfest X, the 10th edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful woods of northern New Hampshire, Rogers Campground. There is a lady coming up who will be joining us, who I'm a big fan of. Dr. Mary Ruart is in the studio, and we'll be talking with her a little bit about her speech today and her impressions of Porkfest, because I think it's first time here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Maybe you've got a question for her. You are welcome to call in with that as well. More coming up from Rogers Campground at Porkfest X in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best
best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.